The Lullaby.摇篮曲。I ran over to the light switch and turned it on. The singing stopped immediately. I remember catching a glimpse of my clock on my bedstand. It read in large. Red numbers, 12. I stood frozen in my stance. I thought for a minute that I must have imagined the singing. So I turned off the light and went back to my bed.Within another minute, the singing began once again. That was it. I flung the blankets off of me and ran to turn on the light switch once again. Before I did, I tried to listen more closely as to where the voice was coming from. It was coming from the doll. I turned on the light, and as predicted, the singing stopped. I picked up the doll, and at first thought, wow, a singing doll, how cool.I then turned the doll over onto its front and undid the back of the dress. I checked to see if there was some kind of battery station or switch. There was none to be found. The fear once again took over my body. I took the doll into my mom's room and shook her awake, explaining what I had witnessed. She didn't believe me and sent me back to my bedroom. I kept the light on,And I didn't hear the lullaby again that night.
I 跑到开关旁，把灯打开，歌声立刻就停了。我瞥了一眼床边的闹钟，上边大大的红色的数字显示着12点。我愣在原地，我想了一下。觉得那歌声应该只是我的想象，于是我把灯关掉上床去。那歌声随即又响了起来，的确是的。我把毯子掀开，又跑去开灯。开灯前，我仔细听了听歌声是从哪儿传来的，是那个娃娃发出的。我打开灯，和预想的一样，那歌声又停了。我把娃娃拿起来，心想是个会唱歌的娃娃呢，太酷了。我将娃娃翻过来，将它背后的衣服解开，想找找看有没有什么电池的地方或者开关之类的，但没有找到。又开始感到害怕，我拿着娃娃来到妈妈的房间，把她叫醒，告诉她刚刚发生的事情，但她不相信我的话，又把我打发回自己的卧室。我把灯一直开着，那晚摇篮曲就再也没有响过。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。I ran over to the light switch and turned it on. The singing stopped immediately. 我跑到开关旁，把灯打开，歌声立刻就停了。I remember catching a glimpse of my clock on my bedstand. It read in large. Red numbers, 12. 我瞥了一眼床边的闹钟。上边大大的红色的数字显示着12点。I stood frozen in my stance. 我愣在原地。I thought for a minute that I must have imagined the singing. So I turned off the light and went back to my bed. 我想了一下，觉得那歌声应该只是我的想象。于是我把灯关掉上床去。Within another minute, the singing began once again. That was it.那歌声随即又响了起来，的确是的。I flung the blankets off of me and ran to turn on the light switch once again. 我把毯子掀开，又跑去开灯。Before I did, I tried to listen more closely as to where the voice was coming from. It was coming from the doll. 开灯前，我仔细听了听歌声是从哪儿传来的，是那个娃娃发出的。I turned on the light.And as predicted, the singing stopped. 我打开灯，和预想的一样，那歌声又停了。I picked up the doll, and at first thought, wow, a singing doll, how cool.
我把娃娃拿起来，心想是个会唱歌的娃娃呢，太酷了。I then turned the doll over onto its front and undid the back of the dress. 我将娃娃翻过来，将它背后的衣服解开。I checked to see if there was some kind of battery station or switch. There was none to be found. 想找找看有没有什么电池的地方或者开关之类的，但没有找到。The fear once again took over my body. 又开始感到害怕。I took the doll into my mom's room and shook her awake, explaining what I had witnessed. 我拿着娃娃来到妈妈的房间，把她叫醒，告诉她刚刚发生的事情。She didn't believe me and sent me back to my bedroom. 但她不相信我的话，又把我打发回自己的卧室。I kept the light on and I didn't hear the lullaby again that night. 我把灯一直开着，那晚摇篮曲就再也没有响过。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Catch a glimpse of， 粗略的一瞥。 Glimpse 这个词本身的意思就是匆匆的看一眼，扫视。比如说 glimpse at the headlines， 浏览一下标题。 Give a glimpse at， catch a glimpse of， take a glimpse of， 这些片语都是表示瞥一眼看一眼的意思，相当于 catch sight of。 来看一个例子。He glimpsed my new watch and said it was a good bargain. 他看了一眼我的新表，说买得很合算。Read， 大家要注意的是 ，read 这个动词的原型和过去式的拼写是一样的，只是在发音上有一些区别。而这里应该是过去式的形式，表示显示、指示。Read 除了表示我们大家都很熟悉的读以外，还可以表示写。比如说 ，The sign reads。No smoking， 标牌上写着请勿吸烟。As to， 关于，至于。As to that， they haven't decided yet， 关于那一点他们还未做决定。可是关于在英语当中有很多相关的表达法，比如说 with regard to， in regard to， with respect to， concerning。 我们来看个例子吧。 We read stories concerning visitors from outer space，我们读了关于天外来客的故事。此外 as to 还可以表示根据、按照，相当于 according to。 例如 candidates were chosen as to ability， 候选者是根据能力选出来的。 take over， 接手、接管。 take 这个词有许多常用的词组，这也是在各类考试当中经常出现的考点。这里我们再来看一看 take 的其他几个常见词组。Take for， 把什么当作，比如说 Do you take me for a fool？ 你把我当傻瓜吗？ Take down， 拿下、放下、拆开，例如 Take down the Christmas tree， 把圣诞树拆散。再看看 take in， 这个词可以表示理解，也有欺骗的意思，比如说 I can't take in the meaning of the word， 我不能够理解这个词的含义。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
I ran over to the light switch and turned it on. The singing stopped immediately. I remember catching a glimpse of my clock on my bedstand. It read in large. Red numbers 12. I stood frozen in my stance. I thought for a minute that I must have imagined the singing. So I turned off the light.And went back to my bed. Within another minute, the singing began once again. That was it. I flung the blankets off of me and ran to turn on the light switch once again. Before I did, I tried to listen more closely as to where the voice was coming from. It was coming from the doll. I turned on the light, and as predicted, the singing stopped. I picked up the doll, and at first thought, wow.A singing doll, how cool! I then turned the doll over onto its front and undid the back of the dress. I checked to see if there was some kind of battery station or switch. There was none to be found. The fear once again took over my body. I took the doll into my mom's room and shook her awake, explaining what I had witnessed. She didn't believe me and sent me back to my bedroom. I kept the light on, and I didn't hear the lullaby again that night.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿。谢谢收听。